Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And so I called my mom to bemoan the fact that we don't have Excedrin. She says, I have Excedrin. You can come get some. I said, okay. Oh, that'd be awesome. She's, mm-hmm. I said, you have enough to spare? She said, I got the Costco bottle. I'll give you like 150 tablets. I said, that's fantastic. Wonderful. And she has a liquor store by her, so I can hit that liquor store. Because I primarily patronize.
You got it covered. You got the headache medicine and the booze.
Yeah, well.
You got what's going to give you the headache and you got it. I love that whole allergy ruse.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Hand in glove. What makes it an outdoor foosball table? It's like weatherproofed?
Well, this is the thing. When people usually put something on eBay or anything else, I do all the research to figure out if they're flim-flamming us, right?
Right.
And I went on there and it literally said the post spoke of truth and heartbreak. I bought this for my kids. They never play it. It's taking up space. Please come get it. That's what it is.
Well, now is the time that you want to play a game that involves touching handles with other people.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Why am I? Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, I thought it was going to be, what a friend we have in Jesus.
No, I'm in love again, and I love it. Anyway, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Reminder, programming note, yes, we are doing it again.
Yes.
Against my better judgment, we will be doing our live cocktail party broadcast at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you are a late worker on the East Coast, or you are a happy hour attendee on the West Coast, it is more convenient for you. Not sure how long we're going to do this. Not long, for our livers. We're not sure, but we'll see what happens. But you are cordially invited to a wonderful cocktail get-together where Rob and Oscar and Mike and our spouses, Shannon and Carrie and Carla, we will all be gathering and sure like to get more camera time. We had camera time on your wife last week.
She did a great job. Remember, she nearly busted up the room.
And then we will take your phone calls at 888-920-MORE. And by the end of the show, I'll be ready to, like, pass out and get 12 hours of sleep because I'll deal with not three people talking, but six people talking plus phone calls, which is just spectacular. And by the way, if you've never tuned into one of our cocktail party broadcasts, if you can turn that music down for a second.
Yeah, of course.
I will. This is Rob at the beginning of the broadcast, like that. And then, and this is Rob at the end of the broadcast. I wanted to say. All right. His volume level and his interruptions, they increase exponentially. And then what killed it last week was his wife came in and then he got quiet.
Yeah.
Which was spectacular.
He got shy or scared. One or the other. We don't
know. They're interlocking emotions. The shyness brings fear. And the whole body tightens.
Has she mentioned that she will be joining us tomorrow?
I think we can count on at least a drop by. I think we'll have her, but the thing is she's going to stop.
By the way, this is the reason I asked. Mm. This is what I predicted.
The sick burn.
Do you remember early in the week? It was a lock. She was going to be there. I knew it would be.
Well, she works until it's going to overlap a little bit because she won't be here at 7. So
okay,
she also said the one thing that she's most concerned about is stopping after one bottle of champagne.
Well, that's not a problem. She feels she overdid
it. And I think works, she did.
Well, we all do. We've all had our shows where we overdo it, but I'm glad that she will be joining, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, we'll see. We'll see if she's here.
If my bookie could put the odds down on something like this, it would get hot action.
I think they actually have a tab for that. I was exploring the site. They have everything.
You know, it's interesting as we look around the country. I'm hearing that many places are going to be getting back to work. And the worst case scenario for this, I'll give you the worst case and the best case.
All right, give it to us.
the best case scenario, and there, by the way, there's a new drug for treating this coronavirus that's showing promise. Not a vaccine, but a drug, I think an arthritis drug for treating it to shorten the duration that has tremendous promise. They're very excited about this, and I love hearing those stories. That's great.
Don't you feel, though, that they're overselling it a bit when the treatment is reduced from 17 to 13 days?
No, you're rube. You're rube to think that, because at the base of it is that the treatment can be built upon.
So I see.
If it can be
reduced.
Thank
you, Oscar, for calling me a rube for posing a question.
No, because a lot of people are asking this. It's like, is that enough?
And that's kind of why I said it. Huh?
Or did you really believe that?
I did not believe it. Okay. I was just wanting to get the
opinion.
Well,
then who are you really? Are you a character?
That was unnecessary.
It should
have never happened.
What was your question, Oscar?
I said, are you a character?
I am.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Well,
I think it was rude to call him a rube.
You are a rude, terrible person.
That's it. Don't call Rob a rube.
You are a rude, terrible person.
So here
rube
it is.
With two Bs.
I do believe that's the best, you know, and then these states that are opening while their deaths continue to not. It's not declining. Their curve is not necessarily declining. A terrifying fact here in my home state yesterday that a story broke out of the newspaper in Tampa that indicated that the health department was telling medical examiners not to release statistics on deaths, citing privacy concerns. Mm. Absolutely mind-numbingly horrifying, if it is even on any level true. If
did
the
they
governor,
pick that up from China? Because that's sort of what we went through with
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And you know what? If it is true, and I think the Miami Herald, I think it's the Tampa Bay, I don't want to give the newspaper
Star?
If it's not correct. Might be the Times, but I'm not sure.
Did you used to use that DJ name down there, Miami Herald?
Miami Herald. Hello. And I sounded like Jimmy. Hello, I'm Miami Herald. How you doing today? So the best case scenario, the we reopen, things are not as bad as we thought they were, but that's not true. I'm sorry, that's not true. That's not factually true. The worst case scenario.
Tampa Bay Times is correct, Mike.
Tampa Bay Times. The worst case scenario is that there is a mindset that opening this economy will be politically advantageous for one team. And if that is the mindset, and that 80-year-old people getting coronavirus and dying is a necessary trade-off for this getting the economy back to booming, if that's the case, I feel the word you used earlier, Rob, dread. I feel dread with this.
I thought that the highest voting population are the elderly.
Yeah, I think they vote more than anybody else.
So
but
how does that help the cause?
Because
this is a logical question. I'm not putting
a lot of the elderly will be dead by November. So
no, I don't. First of all, the percentages of people who get it, it's still you're more likely to have complications and have a tough go with this if you are in the high risk group of being the elderly. But the mindset, and there's nothing I see that has shown me any other evidence that this isn't true. The mindset is that opening the economy is the key to a certain individual's fortunes.
Yeah.
And that scares me, because otherwise you would err in any situation like this. If you were going out swimming and you knew that there were sharks that were in that swimming pool, you would tell your child, they took one shark out yesterday.
Fair.
There's only one in there. You wouldn't do it. You would always err on the side of caution. And it is arguably true that the states that are opening up without the guidelines.
Oh, I don't think anybody can disagree with that. Those are facts.
Right. So I think that, I guess what I'm talking about, Oscar, we could argue all day about motivation.
Oh,
but
is there a political? I think there could be. If there isn't a manufactured one, we would be lying if we wouldn't all agree that there's definitely an unconscious alternative here, or I would say ulterior motive, where you definitely are like, all right, if things turn around enough, my team can win. Now, with that statement being said,
yes,
we have to rise above the politics that come with this pandemic. And we can't stoke the, we can, but we should not stoke those fires, because what is paramount is doing what we can and signaling what we can to our listening base and ourselves and our families to just take the proper countermeasures. Make sure we're safe at home. Make sure we wear gloves. Make your masks. Do whatever you can.
This is true. But the thing that, and Mike and I discussed this in the pre-show as well, is that we can be as careful as we can be. But when people in power,
right,
governors and presidents are saying things that are even subtly undercutting what is common sense, there's going to be a percentage of people that say, oh, I guess it's okay. Governor Hogan of Maryland, who I was cheering for a few weeks ago for taking decisive action when this started to roll out, did a press conference yesterday talking about the possibility of opening the beaches. And he said, and this is the thing that totally blew my mind, not a quote, but a notion. He says, so what if we open up a little bit before Delaware? They can come here. And so it clicks. It's like, oh my God, this is a business decision.
Yeah.
And also, it's not like the border and, you know, Bethany to Ocean City, the disease doesn't change. Delaware and Maryland beaches are the same.
Agreed. So don't get it, I guess, don't get it twisted. There are market opportunities for these states to be open.
Sure.
And what does that mean? What does that mean, Jared?
Well, I'm Jared Kushner now because I have a different opinion.
No, you're using business school speak like he does. So that
doesn't make me an asshole.
There are many other reasons to do that.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't say he was an asshole, but he uses business speak.
Mike, he's an asshole. Said, come on.
And then by July.
Let's stop saying
by
this
July,
word.
He wants us to get rocking. By the way, I am I'm ready. I know that I don't know. I know that I don't know what the end result's going to be with this. I just know that when I don't know something, be it climate change or the coronavirus, I err on the side of caution. With also, it would help our business if the economy got rolling.
I'm talking about if Governor Hogan actually said that about the beaches. He basically just said, come on over, we're open, Delaware's not, we'll take your money.
And you see nothing wrong with that?
No, there is something wrong with that. I wasn't confirming that you should do that.
Okay.
I say that I can't deny that there is market opportunities and people will try to take advantage of that.
It bothered me that a guy that I thought was very proactive and smart in the initial handling of this pandemic seems to be siding with the other side now, and it bothered me.
Well, it should bother all of us. What I'm saying is this. From your logics, from what we're talking about right now, and what the scientists say, that there is going to be a second wave, regardless of remdesivir or how far we get along with these medicines.
Even on the side that I worry about,
yes,
I'm saying that's not a lock. That's speculation, just like they speculated that we would have only 60,000 fatalities in this. They're wrong about that. They could be very wrong about a second wave. I don't know, but I would always err on the side of caution. That's
absolutely
the way I have,
so,
you know,
I am of the opinion that there will be a second wave, and it will not be as dire as what we have now. If we're just talking about politics now, if you want to talk about that, if that does happen, and that does happen in the fall/winter, and where it's during an election year, that's not going to benefit Orange Hair. It's just not.
Yeah, but they're counting on it. What they are doing, in my humble opinion, is they are playing a game. They are risking.
But this is deadly. This is
the,
deadly.
The health.
Yeah, this is
they
deadly.
Are risking the health. And
no, but
I don't
think Mike
know,
is right.
And also, but I think that the mindset may very well be when you're talking about somebody who's at the head of the country, who's talking about television ratings and talking about rallies. And getting back, he said he can't imagine a rally without with people sitting 4 feet away from each other. It's just a weird world we live in. And
he doesn't have to imagine that. Didn't you see his inauguration?
Like, we talked about this off air. He's the wrong president, period, in our eyes now. And again, I've never really come out and talked about this.
But let's do a poll around the room.
But the wrong president, period, at the very worst time in our nation's history.
With that said, though, I still, when I see the arthritis drug showing promise and I see the potential of a vaccine being developed fast-tracked, we're all rooting for that. And I think it's very important for people to realize that my entire philosophy of this is to err on the side of caution. And that is where I differ, shocker, from a subset of people in this country. You know, if you're forcing, you're not really forcing, but you are forcing. When you open a state that does not have 14 days of declining numbers as far as infections, you are really putting, let's say, restaurateurs between a rock and a hard place that say, well, I got to get back in the game, but I'm terrified. And by the way, the numbers are showing that these states that open, as far as restaurants are concerned,
it's tragic.
People ain't going in.
Yeah,
right.
People aren't doing it because people are you know, there's a self-preservation instinct will trump, pardon the pun, everything. And it's just, you know, a couple of times a week, we have to get this off our chest just to talk about it. What scares me is that if the motivation was to keep Americans safe, I would then you could argue about the science of it. You know, is there a chance that the Swedish model would work where getting people out and about is you know, the way they're doing it? I don't know enough about it to articulate it, but I don't believe that's the way it's going. I think you've got people that are not scientific that have the president's ear that are motivating these governors that are going along with Donald Trump. Your governor in Georgia, your governor in my state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear, it's cause for alarm when you hear stories about perhaps the health department under Governor DeSantis is telling medical examiners, okay. And then using things like, well, they weren't really Florida residents, so we're not going to count. That scares the crap out of me.
Bad.
Because is where Virginia, we all should be in the boat.
Virginia doesn't give, they don't give their daily... They don't give their daily numbers like Maryland or D.C. does as far as coronavirus.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. I wasn't aware of that.
We don't see any reason to really have to, you know, your news is your news and ours is our news. We'll just keep it to ourselves.
That's strange because you've got a...
Doesn't Virginia have a Democratic governor?
They've got a Democratic governor. Yeah.
So you don't have
like a website. But I mean, here's the thing. If we've got a website where the numbers are being played with, screw that. What's the point of having a website?
They don't report on a daily basis like the other DMV states do.
But they do give statistics.
Yes, you eventually get them.
So where I get there from that this morning, I come into vent because it scares me that we're there. With that said, I still think that we all, it's funny, we're politically divided on certain things, and then on other things we all pull together. You see the new arthritis drug that shows promise. Everybody's happy about that. Right. It doesn't matter what political stripe you are. You have then the divide comes when you're talking about people who want to err on the side of overcaution. I don't even call it caution, not overly cautious.
Caution.
By putting people out into a crowded area. If you open these businesses up, you are going to inevitably face a situation where people gather together. And when people gather together, everybody has shown that that's how this thing spreads. And if one person's got it, a bunch of people are going to get it. We're going to know probably sooner than later whether this is a thing. I don't know, but I'm scared that the motivation isn't necessarily to make damn sure everybody's safe, but more or less to just supercharge the economy for the benefit of a certain individual's political fortunes. That freaks me out. And keeps me up at night. I worry about that.
I think it was a week ago that you came in feeling optimistic, and we all had sort of a good feeling that day. And
still
now,
optimistic about the way people are doing things in the country. I think there are so many great people that are doing great things. I don't know if anybody got a chance to watch the 60 Minute story on the retooling of the Ford and General Motors plants and bringing these people back to work, including people that had children and spouses on the front lines of the healthcare crisis, and they were making masks and they were making ventilators, and that's I love that. And you know, every day we should be aware of that. But
another thing I wish that people would keep in mind, particularly these governors and the president, is that it's a give an inch, take a mile situation, where the American psyche is that if they say, okay, you can go out and, you know, socially distance and go to, say, a restaurant. Well, people are always going to push their luck. When we were on total lockdown, people were still pushing their luck. So the more you give them, the more they're going to put themselves and others in harm's way. And this, I want to get back to doing things like anybody else, but this is not the time to loosen the reins on this. If nothing else, we should tighten it up for a couple weeks and see if we can really make it happen. And it really, it's dread.
What are we going to do on May 15th here on the show? Are we going to have Rob come back into the studio? Like what we should err on the side of caution as well, correct?
If you're arguing, making an argument for erring on the side of caution, I will always err on the side of caution.
I think
if
we're able to accomplish, and I'll go into the other studio, and then he'll have his commute back, so he can rep him up to get to reacclimate himself to society.
That'd be good. Are you going to be on time that day?
I was on time today.
Almost.
Why well, do everybody else's job? I would sit down in the chair.
This show is able to broadcast in its current state.
Yeah.
And, you know, we are we're watching the guidelines and seeing what's happening with this. And I think that if it's not essential for Rob to come in and do this, to do what we do, then we are on the side of caution, which would be enjoy your month of May at home.
The merry month of May.
I mean, do you agree, Oscar, with that?
As long as his work product stays high, that is
in the event.
Paramount.
All right, Rob Spiewak.
Yes,
in the event that you have more typos in the copy and more errors in your daily work, and your show editing suffers at all, not only will you be required to come back to work, but you will be required to take the entire studio and lick all of the doorknobs.
I think that's a fair deal. And just with that said, all of my writing now will err on the side of caution.
Err on the side of
that's
caution.
Incentive-based management, Mike. There you go.
I think so.
Oscar benefits too, because think how clean the doorknobs are going to be.
Oh, they're shiny. They've never been shiny. They smell like garlic, though.
Yes, they do. Well, I had Italian last night.
That's very, very weird. So I sit here not knowing, and by the way, I get the impression, I think I know my sister up in the great state of Maine loves me, because it might be every week now. It's like, when are you coming? When are you coming? When are you coming? When are you coming?
That's sweet.
And we're now pushing it back. We're not coming up early. We're not.
Oh,
we're
no.
Just not doing it. No, there's not. I mean, I this is home, and this is where I want to, you know, hunker down for a while, and not to say we're not going to, but I think that right now I want to see where the
as long as it's in the 80s,
fall.
90s, you're okay.
Absolutely, and you've got that great governor to take care of you down there. You're going to be fine.
No worries, no worries.
That's right.
How are you doing, Oscar?
I'm great. I would be in Maine right now if I were you. Like, literally, it'd be so easy to get there.
God, it would be so great if he was in Maine.
Mike?
It'd be good if he was in Alaska.
Oh, I'd like to travel.
Juneau, Alaska. That would be good. I think that right now there are so many unknowns. We don't know.
Yes.
We really don't.
You know who called me yesterday, Ann Shannon, and every district resident in the area?
Who?
Michelle Obama on a pre-recorded line.
Little shilling for Run with Joe?
No. This was about the coronavirus.
Where is she for it or against it?
Well, she's definitely against it.
Okay, that's good.
The tone was very clear. She did not mention any market opportunities. She mentioned that the mayor, Muriel Bowser, had asked her to call district residents.
Bow, bow, bow.
To let them know that, hey, if you're having these symptoms, to seek immediate care and call your doctors. And they rolled off all the new symptoms that have been added to the CDC list. For COVID-19, and just reminded us to shelter in place.
All right.
I thought that was a nice touch.
That's good.
I was like,
interesting that's happening.
Celebrity call.
Everyone in the state of Virginia yesterday got a call from Jeff Foxworthy, who said, if you're coughing and can't breathe, you might have COVID-19.
And you might be a redneck. Very good. Let's start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Uncle Peter. Uncle Paul.
You're looking well.
Thank
been
you.
Been a long time.
Oh, Paul. May I say, you're looking younger every day. Doesn't Aunt Pearl look wonderful, darling?
She looks great.
Arthur, I don't think we've had the pleasure of meeting this young woman. Would you introduce us?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's stupid of me. Princess Gloria, may I introduce my aunt and uncle, Peter and Pearl Barr?
How are you? Princess? Did you say Princess Arthur?
Yes, yes. There's a very small country in the West Indies. I mean, small.
I see. Thank you.
Yeah. It's terribly small. Tiny little country. Rhode Island could beat the crap out of it in a war. That's how small it is.
Small?
So little. It's 85 cents in a cab from one end of the country to the other. I'm talking small here.
We understand it's small, Arthur.
They recently had the whole country carpeted. This is not a big place.
We understand that it's small, Arthur, and we also understand that you are very drunk. So why don't we meet again when you're sober?
Yeah, all right, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't help it.
Grow up, Arthur. You'd make a fine adult.
Yeah, it's easy for you to say. You haven't got 50 pairs of short pants hanging in your closet. Want a drink?
I never drink.
Ah.
And no one in my family ever drinks.
That's great. You probably never run out of ice your whole life. Where's the rest of this mousse?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
A lot of people have played drunk over the years, but nobody ever played drunk like Dudley Moore in the movie Arthur, the movie that was not even ruined by Liza Minnelli.
She tried.
She tried like hell to ruin it. She tried to come in, I'm Liza with my bright colors, but it she wasn't able to wreck it. Man, but that movie, that was a funny movie, and it would have been a great movie if they'd done a little tooling with the cast.
Just a touch-up.
I still, like, watch that movie, and then when she comes on camera, I'm like, okay. Well, here we go. All right, let's say it's all going to be Liza, Liza,
and
Liza.
And they tried to de-Liza her, and they couldn't do it.
They couldn't do it, yeah. So that's, I've never seen it.
By all rights, I wanted to play that tomorrow for the drinking show, but yes. I just couldn't wait because I wanted to hear it today.
I wanted to see both.
That scene where he's in the great, like, perfect she upscale restaurant with the hooker who he introduces as the princess, and then he talks to his uncle about the size of the country. That's my favorite scene in the movie right there. That is my all-time. And the second one is the clip you played with the moose.
Yeah.
You know, I never drink. It dulls the, it affects your decision-making, Arthur. I forgot who that actor was, but he was fantastic, too.
He's good, too. So, and you know what? Liza's dad is great.
Yeah, Liza's dad, the sad sack that's home in his tank top.
Jerry Seinfeld's dad, eventually, right?
Yes, absolutely. The movie is called Arthur. There are plenty of people that listen to us now that have not seen that movie.
Yes.
You want to do something where you're all holed up inside, watch the movie Arthur. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Tracy, California, hello. Blackwell, Oklahoma, hello. Grand Chute, Wisconsin, Boiling Springs, Pennsylvania, Mason, Chicago. Excuse me.
Yes.
Mason, Michigan. Mason Dixon. Mason, Michigan. There was a DJ years ago named Mason Dixon.
Yes.
Went to a DJ convention dressed as Dick Tracy. Just didn't like the guy. Anyway, Canberra, Australia, the Mike O'Mara Show on now. My son, yesterday, true story, says to me, "Hey, Dad, one of my friends on my Zoom for my school is getting KiwiCo.
He gets
a KiwiCo pack. We're seeing lots of kids stuck at home. KiwiCo, if you think it's impossible to get a kid to put down the cell phone or video game and do something that's good for their brain, and believe me, there's not a parent in America right now that doesn't feel that way. You got to get KiwiCo because this is the moment where they stop doing all the screen time. They sit down with a project at the table. You work with them or they work alone. It's science and art. It's a subscription box for kids, tested by kids. He loved his kaleidoscope that we put together last month, and he loves doing it by himself mostly. And I loved helping him because I love kaleidoscopes. And we put a couple of them together, and we made our own homemade kaleidoscope. It was great. KiwiCo, KiwiCo, KiwiCo. You're going to love it. Your kids won't believe what they can build and accomplish with KiwiCo. It's great to spend quality. Rob, I know we either go with no music at all, or I literally can't even hear myself think. There you go. Just a little less.
Okay.
Little less.
It's hard to
little
gauge
less.
Because of the of
little
the
less.
The way the
little
trip
less.
The music
Before
has
you keep
to make.
Talking, don't worry about talking. Just turn out the music. Thank you so much. Wow. It's great to spend quality time tackling projects together. Each box has all the supplies needed for that month's project. All you need is an appetite for fun. KiwiCo is redefining play with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get your first month free on select crates at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. That's KIWICO.com/TMOS. Someone's one step closer to coming back to the office. Can't wait.
Maybe I can teach Oscar how to turn the level down a little bit when I get there.
Was it Oscar's fault?
No,
was it
no,
Oscar's
no,
fault?
You see, no, it's not really fault. Oscar's fault. The thing that's tough is that the sound has to make a jump. I'm sorry, Oscar, go ahead.
It's not Oscar's fault. Not really Oscar. It's just not Oscar's fault.
Right.
Yeah.
You see, the sound has to make a jump between me and you. It has to go through. Sound has to make a jump between me and you. It has to go through DC. And so what I'm hearing is not necessarily what you're hearing.
It's a whole
so there's a little
hoax.
Bit of guesswork.
And you know who's
on this
playing side. Into the hoax? People like you.
I'm sorry, Mr. President.
Go ahead. Explain what it is again. I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
The sound has to go to DC in order to get back to you. And because
quiet,
I'm not
quiet.
Mr. I just want to say that the fact is I'm not hearing exactly what Mike's hearing, so it requires a little bit of guesswork.
Wait. I know who you are. Just wait.
Well, at least it's nice to know who I am.
All right. All I know is that...
Oh, stop the Laura Branigan.
You can
sorry.
Turn it off now. Jesus Christ.
Great song.
Do you know what it's like reading a commercial and having... Gloria, set it on. I can't run a level. It's just, it's a little maddening.
Well, to be fair, sometimes you say it's not loud enough, and it's hard to guess
sometimes.
Because
it's never in the sweet spot.
Every track is different, unless they're all normalized, and that would take a lot of work ahead of time. Just saying.
Well, I try to do these commercials, and when I hear the music that loud.
You did a great job. You can't tell
it's
until
a disgrace.
Something
well,
comes
you don't
out.
Know what you have. What's happened there is a disgrace.
Yeah.
It's a disgrace. And another thing I wanted to
quiet,
say.
Quiet.
Hey, quiet.
Hold
on. Quiet. You don't have to yell at me. You don't have to scream.
One.
Oh, my God. But anyway, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to have you along. We are doing the cocktail party 7 Eastern tomorrow night, so be with us there. I have a major announcement to make, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very, very excited about this major. Now, I alluded to the fact that we were considering getting a canine, and now I'm here to tell you that the deposit of $2 million has been put down on a Boston Terrier.
Ooh.
And
yes!
Mid-June. That's another reason we are staying down here. Mid-June, we will be picking up our canine. And
have you selected the actual dog yet?
Yes, we have selected the dog.
Good.
And then I was tasked with naming the dog, and I am reasonably sure that you will not be able to guess the name of the pooch. It is a brindle, so it's not one of those black and white Boston Terriers. It's more like a little tan, kind of gray, brownish.
Name him Donnie?
No, I did not name him Donnie.
Donnie Brasco.
No. Oh, I was thinking a good name might be Elston.
What about Wahlberg?
No. Oh, that's a good
one. You're right with the first letter.
Oh, Wallace.
And I did, at one point I did say, how about Damon? Because it's
because of Boston Terrier.
Yeah.
So it's a Boston thing that starts with W.
I am so proud of this name.
I know what it is.
I am so proud of this name because nobody will get it. And it's going to be, let me just say this. I love the name and the sound and the way it appropriately fits the dog. But I also will love going up to Maine with my she relatives up there, with my intellectualati, and laying out the basis for the name. And that's another hint for you that how I name the dog. I went through an actual process.
I don't want to ruin it for you, but I got it.
Lay it on me.
Okay.
Lay it on me.
Ready for the ta-da, timpani?
Yeah. I got it standing by.
Waddams.
It's a great name.
No, it is
not. How about this, Mike? Is it Will Hunting?
It is not Will Hunting, but there is a W and an I in the name.
Ooh.
So
one name.
It's one name. I. Yeah. Technically, we gave a full name, so there is the dog has a middle name, which is the last name of the individual that the dog was named after. Now, why are you laughing?
Because I also gave Linus a middle name, and I just think it's cute. It's Linus Barker Spiewak.
Okay. All right.
Named after Bob Barker because, you know, we had the procedure.
And a dog barks, so that's...
Is it William?
It is not William. And okay, I'm going to give you another hint here.
Okay.
Think in terms of famous Bostonians. That was my first Once I came up against a wall where I did like
Bugs?
When I no. Very good, but it's WI.
Yeah.
And so my once I became Buckner. Once I hit the hold on a second. Once I hit the wall with naming this dog, I decided to go through a process. And I said, all right, well, let me look at famous Bostonians. Mm-hmm. And I got a list of some of the famous people from Boston. You know, Benjamin Franklin. You think of him as Philadelphia, but he is a Bostonian. He was born in Boston.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's, the Redskins got their start in Boston.
The Boston Redskins or the Boston Braves?
No, I think they started as the Boston Braves and then were the Boston Redskins. Then they came south to D.C.
I have no idea.
But about, how about the Ted Williams Tunnel?
No, that is not the table. All right, now Rob Spiewak.
That's a category, by the way.
With his overactive brain, he might be able to get this. All right. Think in terms of artwork. Right now, there's probably a segment of our listening audience that might have gotten it already.
It's not an I name.
So the W has an I.
Wyeth?
W-I.
That's tough.
Yeah.
It's I don't even know that many WI names.
Wikipedia. I didn't know the individual, and I didn't make the connection.
Black man or white man,
or woman?
Well, what white man?
Women
from the 19th century.
Won't get it?
White man from the 19th century. So think 1800s people.
Ooh, suffrage movement.
Well, he's not an artist. Whitman is not an artist.
Ooh,
WI, and that would be WHI anyway.
All right, are you ready?
Witty.
Think painter.
Jackson Pollock.
No.
Norman Rockwell.
No. One of the great American painters.
Oh, I know. I know. It's on the tip of my tongue.
No, it's not.
Wuthering Heights.
I guarantee you it's not. No.
I'm not. You know what? I can't think of a painter from the 19th century, a notable American painter, that is.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for me to reveal.
Yes.
The big reveal for the name of our dog. Our dog's name. This little Boston Terrier, sound like Trump, Terrier, God bless United States of America, will henceforth be known as Winslow Homer O'Mara.
Oh, yeah! Oh, wow, Homer!
Winslow. That's the name of the dog, Winslow.
You know, and then it's great when a dog's name ends in a vowel sound, especially a long vowel, because they respond to it.
Winslow!
Like,
I have seen a Homer in someone's home before. Blew my mind.
Winslow Homer?
Yes. Blew my mind.
I did not track. I said, that's a great name. And then, Oscar, I did a deep dive on the painter, and I acquired a very inexpensive $26 Winslow Homer print because he's about Maine, and he's about the West, and he's about the Civil War.
Carla, can you bring a picture of Winslow? Can you bring me a picture of Winslow the dog, if you're in the bedroom with Michael. Thank you.
By the way,
lots of boats in his paintings.
There's Rob's holding up a Winslow Homer painting right there.
And we missed Pony's guess before you get the clues. His guess for your Boston Terrier was Marky Bark.
Marky Bark. That's very. I don't know if she's out
Winslow?
For a
walk. Winslow?
Winslow Homer. Stop messing in the house.
All right, hold on.
He won't.
Where she is.
Because he's a Boston Terrier and he's appropriate and he's polite.
Are you here? Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, come on in.
What if she yelled no?
Let's
no,
get
I'm not
ready.
Here.
Ready for the picture?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Look at him. Oh, so sweet.
Who's a good boy?
Who just got born? So sweet.
Look at
that. He's got that good puppy smell, I bet. Sweet boy.
Is that a little pink? Oh, that's the lady holding
up. Thank you. Michael, are you excited about your dog? Uh-huh. Yeah, you're okay. Very good. Thank you, family. You can be excused.
What are the traits of a Boston Terrier? Because I know that you love standard poodles because they're smart.
They hate tea.
Michael, come here for a second. Come here. That's okay if you don't have your shirt on. You're 6 years old. People don't care. All right, here we go.
Oh, you're welcome, ladies.
Oh, look how modest he is.
All right, there you go.
Same way.
Just like Papa.
At the beach.
Michael, are you excited about your dog? You're not going to be seen if you can just look up there.
Yeah, right here.
Yes.
I'm glad he's modest.
Yeah, that's like, good. Did you see? Yeah, he's modest.
He's flat.
Yeah, as he just streaked through. Did you see the pictures or the video of Christopher Reeve's son on Good Morning America?
No.
He did a cutaway on Good Morning America. He was a talking head type interview, and he was seated at a desk, coat, sport jacket and shirt, but he didn't realize that he had pulled away enough that you could see that he was in shorts. So you saw
his boxer briefs.
Yeah, it was just bare legs underneath.
Yeah, yeah, we're all doing
great.
That right now.
It was great.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm free balling right now. So, yeah, just walking around the house naked. We will take a short break, and when we come back, more fun and more thrills. We have a crime that has been solved in the District of Columbia.
Yeah,
according to Mr. Santana. Yeah. I want to find out all the details about that. And Rob buys booze and sees his mommy. We'll talk about all those good things. When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, Outlaws. This is Las Vegas legend Wayne Newton, and I love you. There are a few things in life that I require. Peace, joy, and, of course, convenience. That's why I like to listen to TMOS on Spotify. No matter where I am, in my downtown apartment visiting the Guinea Hens at Casa de Shenandoah, or on stage at the Sands, I know that my favorite TMOS troublemakers are just a few taps away. So remember, every night when your tuxedo hits the floor and you want some solid, marvelous entertainment, get your cellular telephone and grab some TMOS on Spotify. Just another great way to be a part of America. I wish you love.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Love Cornerstone. I got my mortgage from Cornerstone First Financial. They've emerged as a leader and an educator among their competitors. The team at Cornerstone First is committed to keeping up with the latest changes and working with you to make sure you get the best rate and program for all of your mortgage needs. They even offer their low rate guarantee. And because they are a lender and a broker, if they can't do it, no one can. Call my friend Mark Livingstone. He knows his stuff. Cornerstone First Financial. Here's the number, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Call Cornerstone First Financial for all of your lending needs. Whether it's a purchase or a refinance, jumbo or conforming, forward or reverse, VA, FHA, they got it all. Cornerstone First Financial, they will do it for you. 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. See what they can do for you. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. And I can tell you, that's what I experience, personal attention. And man, when you are going through that process, you know, not only to have people that know what they're doing at Cornerstone, but to also give you the contact and you know your face. You can call that one lady. Hi, Joanna. What's happening with my loan? What's going on? It was the best. Oscar's done it. I've done it. It's great. Mm-hmm. I just can't say enough
wonderful
about him.
Wonderful people.
Fantastic. All right. So when we checked in a couple of days ago, Oscar was telling a story, a great story about we were doing a Ring commercial, talking about the Ring doorbells.
Yeah.
And on one of these cams, they've been catching a guy that walks his dog, picks up the poop in a bag, which is good, and then does a like backflip around and throws him on people's stoops.
Right when he's done.
My God, other people to deal with his own dog's excrement. That's a horrible crime.
In a regular neighborhood, this is tragic, right? In general. Because you're like, even if you throw in someone's yard, like what if they're walking on their yard and they step in it?
Right.
As a younger man, and when I lived in the burbs in Thotown, Olney, Maryland, I remember, like any other teenager, I would forget the bag to take out my. So I'd pretend to like pick up pine cones.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, no one's going to run in this park. It's fine. So I know.
Do you realize if someone saw you from a distance picking up a pine cone, they'd think you're just picking up poop
probably
with your hand.
But I want them to think I was doing something, right?
Right. She'd pretend to pick it up?
Yes. So I know this game very well.
I have to.
In the city, it is nearly impossible to pretend because there's not enough stuff on the ground to say, oh, I see they've gotten that.
Yeah, like, you've got more concrete than you do grass and trees.
Santos had mortified me once when he just took a steaming dump on the sidewalk, which is concrete.
Frankie's done it.
And you're like,
of course, when Frankie does it, it looks like there might be a caterpillar on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Yes. But I remember being like, no, no, no. And you got to get that up because people are judging you.
Yeah.
When you're in neighborhoods such as, well, I would say in any city, and there is housing and cameras in front of each and every house, there's no way you can get away with not picking up your poop, let alone picking it up and then slinging it on someone's stoop.
Right.
Regardless of whose house it is. So this guy breaks loose with two, was it Akitas, are they called, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, right? Yeah, the Akitas. Yeah. Pretty dog.
Beautiful dog. So
also an incredibly expensive dog, so the guy's got money.
Douche patrol, yes, right?
Yeah, douche patrol, big time.
This guy has got these dogs, and it's different if you've got like a yellow lab or a black lab, and maybe nobody can recognize whose lab that is. Right. But when you've got two of those dogs, the Akitas.
An Akita, which is a highbrow, she pooch.
And you got two of them.
It's the Maserati of dogs.
And nasty, too, from what I understand.
I don't know.
Snappy. Snippy, yeah. Snappy. Yeah.
I just know that you're going to get busted by anyone who can, because people have time on their hands, Mike. And they have time to make sure that this guy's been trolling old Georgetown, the West Village.
I would be all over. It'd be so easy to bust him out. All you have to do is take a walk at a certain time in the morning and look for the Akita guy.
Dogs have schedules. You could track this guy. No trouble.
I would say 48 hours that I read on Nextdoor, because I saw the day of post and then 67 posts afterwards, other Ring videos being like, this guy did this to me. I was wondering where that poop came from. Like,
wow, this is great.
There's an announcement from the non-emergency services, which, by the way, God love the police, because I would imagine there's enough swing in this little neighborhood, down even Glover Park, that somebody knows somebody on the force, right?
Of course.
I bet you're right. Absolutely.
That says, hey, a friend of mine called a friend of mine. They were kind enough to take time to actually go to this person's house.
They busted the guy.
Now, I don't know what Officer Jerky would have done. I know that if it was one of us that asked, he totally would have done it.
Well, I'm surprised Officer Jerky wasn't the guy with the Akitas.
No, and then...
All right, I can tell you.
Okay.
And by the way, and I don't think we need to mention names for my police contacts in the District of Columbia. I don't think that's really necessary. We've all become good friends with certain officers of the law. Imagine, if you will, just a scenario, hypothetical.
Yep.
Imagine, if you will, somewhere out in the farm country of Northern Virginia. Imagine a small little barn. Imagine a chair. Imagine a canvas bag over someone's head. Imagine duct tape. Imagine a very stern lecture.
Yes.
And then a departure after the duct tape has been removed.
Yes.
I don't know. That's just such a dickish move. I think public shaming would have been more appropriate than having the police go and give the guy a slap on the wrist.
So, slap on the wrist. The public shaming is embarrassing. That's not something you walk away with. And I was thinking about this guy. I was like, all right. This escalated quickly, and he got what he deserved. Nobody wants poop on their doorstep.
Did anybody, I'm sure people were very conscious of outing the guy by name simply because they didn't want that, because who knows what people are capable of.
And also, picture when they come up to his doorstep, don't you picture the house that Katharine Graham had in that newspaper movie?
Multi-level townhouse mansion.
Exactly.
You know?
Big, beautiful gravel circular driveway.
Mr. Worthington, some officers of the law are here to see you right now. All right, put the Akitas in the den, please. Thank you. Yeah. Yes, all right.
The Akitas are taking his steam.
The guy, so the no names, like within like the 67th post, people are like, we know who it is. And then you see the full circle, I guess, tie it up in a bow.
By the way, the Akitas taking a steam caused the whole problem to start with. So they bust the guy.
They bust the guy. What I'm wondering is this, and you know, we all have a kind of a broken chip in our brains, the three of us. I want to now know more about this guy.
You're telling the story, I don't even have a, pardon the pun, a dog in this fight.
Bah!
But I want to know, because I just want to know who it is. I'd like to see a picture. I'd like to see if he's a dick. If he did this, he's a dick to start with.
But I want to know what he's like. I want to know what his job is. What is his job that makes him think he can do it?
The move is not like, pick up, throw on doorstep. It's pick up, walk, and then sling it behind him.
Yeah.
So he's got good dexterity and movement. It's not an older man.
Right.
It's literally just, I don't want to carry this poop back to the trash can.
This just in, we've outed him.
Well, I have the right to do whatever I want as president, but I don't even talk about that.
I don't even talk about that.
So now when I'm out and about, I'm not looking for I usually just handle the street. Like my wife, like, oh, well, she loves is talking about the dogs that she sees, like a child. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, look, there's
she's
like,
a dog. Shannon's a dog lover.
I'm driving. Because you didn't see that. I was like, no, I'm driving to work. I don't want to kill
that's
anybody.
Okay. That, you know what listen, I mean? The love of dogs,
yes.
is you that's know fine. Keeps their focus off
why,
of us.
I don't know why it annoys me, but so what I would say is this: is now I have every day when I'm out and about, I'm like, I got to see these guys. I gotta see the Akitas. I gotta eyeball this guy. I want to know more about him. If I'm walking Santos, like I gotta engage. I gotta know more about like
on
what
your
in the
app.
Psyche.
Have they posted the fuzzy picture of him? So do you have an even a slight idea of what he looks
multiple
like?
Multiple videos.
Okay,
but nothing clear on the face. The guy wears a hat. He knew what he was doing.
I see.
But now really? They know who he is. Yeah.
Do you think maybe I'm thinking lawyer?
No. I'm generational wealth. It smells of generational wealth.
Doesn't mean
so this
he can't
might
be a lawyer.
A guy that's had money in his family for a very long time. Who knows? But he wasn't busted out on
profiling.
The Nextdoor app.
No, nobody gave names.
Are people like you curious? Because everybody's got to be.
Of course.
There's got to be somebody that goes, oh, I know this guy. And that they busted him out. I want a reckoning.
And
of
the outdoor foosball table have been the hottest threads I've been in on as far as Nextdoor.
Did they sell you the outdoor foosball table?
Some other jerk got there before I did. It was a $2,000 table going for $300.
And what makes it an outdoor foosball table? It's like weatherproofed?
Well, this is the thing. When people usually put something on eBay or anything else, I do all the research to figure out if they're flim-flamming us, right?
Right.
And I went on there and it literally said, the post spoke of truth and heartbreak. I bought this for my kids. They never play it. It's taking up space. Please come get it. That's what it is.
Well, now is the time that you want to play a game that involves touching handles with other people.
Well, for $300, I'll spray some Lysol on the thing and put it outside of the porch.
So it'll sit there for like 11 years when you don't have anyone over to your home.
Something to do with Shannon other than staring at each other. You know?
Wonderful. Yeah, good luck
starting
with
to
that.
Warp.
That's wonderful. That's exciting. Oh, man. Well, I'm glad
justice,
they caught
Mike,
the guy.
Justice.
Love Keep it. Us posted on there because I'd really like to know if you ever get, oh, this guy was, I'd like to get the bio. You don't
say,
have to even
I will
mention
send
the
you the video of the first
I'd love that.
I'd love to see that. That
I
would
send
be great.
You video.
I saw that the guy just bought a boat. So it's very exciting.
Hey, coming up, something very unusual for the Mike O'Mara Show, buying booze.
Oh.
And Rob visits with his mamo, and she's got a story about the doctor. Lots of good stuff coming up. Stay with us right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. House. King's Things. And now, here's Larry.
I don't think Good Friday is all that great. Why does my birth certificate have an expiration date? I still subscribe to Boys Life. Some of the worst mistakes I've made have been marriages. I'm wearing pasties. My other car is a hearse. The internet's pretty big, boy. I like the TMOS Shopping Center. Unbeatable. Access them through the MikeOMaraShow.com.
Thanks, Larry. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Now is not the time to overpay for razors at the drugstore. Harry's. They know that sometimes it's better to stay inside. That's why they ship directly to you. By the way, that's the way they did it before. That's the way they'll continue to do it. Join the 10 million, that number's going to go up, who have tried Harry's. Claim your special trial offer by going to harrys.com/TMOS. Now, I am not organized when I buy my Harry's. And so the other day when we moved over here, I didn't realize that Mrs. Squirrel O'Mara had squirreled away my Harry's products in a section of the closet. And I went in to my closet and I believe I was looking for toothpaste. And when I opened the door, ladies and gentlemen, there in front of me was Harry's face wash. Two Harry's face washes, two Harry's shave gels, and a Harry's body wash. Ooh. And I was as though I had been given a gift. I have my Harry's supply now for quite
some
time.
You know what's great is you got that body wash out. You got that body wash out and your teeth have never been whiter.
Fantastic. Brush my teeth with it. Harry's, a return to the essential quality at a fair price. Blade refills are delivered directly to your door at a great price on your schedule with or without a subscription with a 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know and they will give you a full refund. Our listeners can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You'll get the weighted ergonomic handle. Sorry. You'll get The weighted ergonomic handle for a firm grip. Five-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade. Rich lathering shave gel with aloe to keep your skin hydrated. And a Trammel blade cover to protect your razors. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to start shaving better today. All right, Rob Spiewak. Yes. Let me explain. Rob Spiewak will not put himself in danger. Rob Spiewak will not get involved in any major conflicts, but Rob Spiewak does manage to do things that we all do. Go out to the store. Mm-hmm. He goes shopping. He visits his mother.
Mm-hmm.
And really, what else is there in these pandemic times? So,
well, it was
a
time of crisis. It was a time of crisis because on Monday, I think, is when I went to the grocery store because I needed a prescription, but I was at the grocery store, so I was going to buy some stuff anyway. And I looked at the app that I have that tracks my kids, Live 360, and it said, you know, Julia's at home, Carrie's at home, Robert's at home. Dad has been home since April 13th.
Good for him.
Good for him.
And it's like, okay, you know, I guess I've been home for a while. So I go to the store and I get what I need, get mixers because I'm out of vodka. So I need mixers if I'm going to get vodka. That comes in later. The store doesn't have Excedrin. Of all things to be out of, it doesn't have the store brand Excedrin, doesn't have Excedrin itself. I love Excedrin, especially in these allergy times. The caffeine in it gives me, it's the best thing for a headache, and we're out of it. And it starts to bother me. I don't like to not have what I like. And so I called my mom to bemoan the fact that we don't have Excedrin. She says, I have Excedrin. You can come get some. I said, okay. Oh, that'd be awesome. I said, you have enough to spare? She said, I got the Costco bottle. I'll give you like 150 tablets. I said, that's fantastic.
Wonderful.
And she has a liquor store by her, so I can hit that liquor store. Because I primarily patronize.
You got it covered. You got the headache medicine and the booze.
Yeah, well.
You got what's going to give you the headache. And you got it. I love that whole allergy ruse.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
Hand in glove. Hand in glove. Killing me.
He's allergic to olives. I primarily go to three liquor stores. Downtown Leesburg, suburban Leesburg. This Ashburn one is pretty good. And of course, if I'm downtown, Pearson's right by Podcast Village.
Are they still all controlled by the Commonwealth's the state, government?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
ABC,
so,
okay.
Mm-hmm. On my way to my mom's, I stop at the liquor store and I have my mask and I have my last two gloves. I'm down to my last two gloves. Mm. And I'm gloved up and I'm masked up and I go to the liquor store. And it has a sign. It's a double swinging door, right? And one says, this side to enter, this side to exit. I said, oh, it's pretty organized. You know, they're trying to, I guess, minimize contact. So I go to the side to go in, and there's a guy standing by the door, masked up, and he holds his hand out like a traffic cop. No. Because they're only letting five people in at a time.
Yeah.
So the guy that's masked up. Is a customer?
Yeah, and he's saying, don't come in, because we've got ours, and they've got blocks for you to stand in.
Stop, slow down. So the guy that's at the door, it's not an employee that's controlling this, it's the customer who's...
Two employees as far as I could see. There was a cashier guy and another guy, but there's a line that only satisfies five people.
It's very common here in the city, Mike, as well, where when you walk in a store, you will either be stopped by another patron...
Yeah.
Or yourself, because they're only allowing, depending on your square footage, a certain amount of people into a business.
So I have to wait for someone to leave before I can go in. And when I go it's like a game of Foursquare. There's a box for you to stand in that goes up to the counter. So I go in finally after someone leaves and I look and they've used yellow plastic chain like you would see in a garden supply store.
It's what Paulie uses on his bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yellow plastic chain and little baby. I love that they have little baby shopping carts at a liquor store. They're not big like at a grocery store. And they've built a barrier. And I come in and I ask the clerk that's at the check stand. I say, can I go and get? He says, no, you stay there.
Yeah.
You stay there.
Yeah.
Okay. So I stay
there. You tell them what you want?
So we go through four people in front of me, everyone masked, everyone gloved, and I get up to the guy. And do you remember when we had to find a last-minute hotel on our road trip home? And it was somewhere, I believe, in North Carolina. Yeah, and it was...
The worst red food ever.
And the clerk at the hotel had glass in front of their entire thing, and it looked like it was ready to be a murder scene.
A bank, something like that.
That's how they've adapted my liquor store. The entire counter. It was great. They really had it under control. And the guy from behind the glass, what would you like to have? What would you want him to have? What would I like to have? I said, Smirnoff vodka, a big one, two of them. And he said, okay, we don't have that. I said, oh, I'm sorry. He said,
oh, no. Are you kidding me?
We don't have that. And I said, oh, okay.
Why
and,
don't they have Smirnoff? Because it's what so scary.
Liquor sales are up 60%.
And also, wow. it is for the price for the quality, it's your best deal. And so right. I'm not allowed to browse because I can't go back there. So I'm thinking, what do I want? What do I want? And I said, I guess I can go up a couple bucks. I said,
pop off.
No, Sky. I went with two bottles of Sky. Oh. Really?
Yeah, Sky screams of like, ugh, you could do better.
No, it makes me think of airlines. But, airlines used to sell Sky.
That's right. Absolute would have been a good call. But you know what? If you're using it as a mixer, vodka tends to be vodka. I'm not drinking it straight.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Absolutely. I agree with you.
So I got two big Skies, and he yells back. He said, how many of the Sky, the extra Skies? Turns out, the Sky vodka this week has a baby bottle of Sky Raspberry attached, and he's looking out for me. He yells to the clerk in the back to bring up two Skies with two bonus bottles, and he brings them up, and he goes behind the glass. I'm allowed to pay with my card through a little hole in the glass, and then out, and then another person gets to come in. It was such a surgical procedure. I don't often applaud the Virginia ABC.
Have you not
ABC.
Experienced that yet? Was this the first time you experienced the barrier between you and the checkout
person?
I've
seen little barriers, like mini Costco? Barriers. Costco has a mini barrier, almost like a booth, but this is the first time I've seen one so totally built in. They did such a great job for zero contact.
Oh, like plexiglass enough for like a bank.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it felt like.
I like it. It makes me feel confident in people, but it's not going to matter when people are going to restaurants. It's really not. That's the way I look at it. So you paid for your booze?
And so, yeah, and I went on to my mom's, and she had the bag of Excedrin. She had it sitting on her porch for me. Aww. And I got my Excedrin, and she's behind the glass, and her dog is behind the glass of the storm door, and we have a little discussion, a little
talk. Did you drop off the Sky?
I didn't know. She doesn't drink vodka.
Okay, sorry,
no. No. I got her some wine last week, though. She's doing okay as far as that goes.
Box?
So, no, she drinks Chardonnay. Woodbridge Chardonnay. That's her favorite.
All and right, then, not in a box.
She says, Lulu really wants to see you. That's her dog. It's a lab mix. I said, okay. So I back up about 20 feet, and Lulu runs out, and my mom comes out, and she says, you told me you were out of gloves, too. I said, yeah. So she put together a pack of gloves and she throws it to me from across the yard. So I've got gloves now, which is awesome. And just then, my mommy lives in a senior-centric neighborhood. I think you have to be 60 or older to buy there. And
I live in a senior-centric state.
So our neighbor comes out. And of course, because there's someone in the neighborhood, I'm going to see what happens. So a lady comes up the road, and she's 20 feet from me this way. My mom is 20 feet from me this way. I'm 20 feet this way. And she goes, this must be your son. And my mom says, yes, it's my son. It's my little boy. She says, he's not so little. Don't you have children? Yes. How are they doing? Great. My girl is going to go back to college as soon as it's safe. And the lady, she's just such a total, how are you today? But she's yelling because she's far away.
Yes.
She's
like,
right.
Your daughter must be so sad. She's very sad. My son likes it, though. Ha, 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 ha. And then there's like an awkward pause because all the small talk is gone. And she says, hi, Lulu. She yells to my mother's dog.
And old people are fun.
Runs over to runs back.
Well, it is hard to have these conversations with masks on.
It is.
Right. And
it
you're
is.
Like, oh, F it. Like, just so, come on.
So that utter hell comes to a close, and she goes back inside, and I say to my mom, you know, I hope you're doing okay. I love you. We're going to get through this. Stay inside, please. All this stuff. And I said, wouldn't it be funny if that old lady, even when she got close to you, still yelled like that? And she says, she does. But suffice to That's say, awesome. My mom is doing great. She got me my gloves and my Excedrin, and I love her a lot. She's been listening because she's at home now, so she listens every day.
You know what the old people say down here?
What? Yeah, if they open up the Waffle House here, I'd be there tomorrow.
Yeah, good.
F you.
And then their neighbor said, Dumbass. You must be very hungry.
There you go. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Sugar. Okay. Listen up. O'Reilly here, and you're there, and you want to get in touch with TMOS. You don't know how. You're out of touch, right? Lazy, uninformed, not good people. Well, who's looking out for you? I am. I'm here at The Factor, and we can hook you up. You can always email the show at rob@mikeomerishow.com. That's Rob, two B's, big head, not a good guy. Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Mail something like a letter or a parcel or a citizenship inquiry for Oscar. He's not from around here.
Rob, look up.
We keep an eye on that one. And be sure to keep an eye out for my new book, Killing Mike O'Mara. Yeah, the plot involves $1 margaritas and a kid named Pony. He's very thin, nervous guy. The Mike O'Mara Show, always available and always looking out for you. This is Bill O'Reilly, and I hate everything.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Tomorrow, baby, that's when the TMOS End of the Week Cocktail Party returns to your hungry ears, and a libation can return to your thirsty lips. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you. Tomorrow, you're only a day away.
Sure do.
Let's face it. Quarantine ages. We've made it through another week, and we all deserve the TMOS cocktail party. 7 p.m. in the east. Excuse me. Diet Coke. 4 p.m. out west. And 1 p.m. in Honolulu. Aloha, aloha, tiny bubbles in the wine. Jump on Facebook Live, grab a drink, and join us to unwind, relax, laugh, and call us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Plus, there's a free one-time stream of the bonus show after the regular show. Appointment listening. You got to get in on this one. Otherwise, it goes away unless you subscribe to the bonus show, where there are nearly 500 other episodes that you can download uncensored for your entertainment. The MikeOmeraShow.com website is the place to go. Now's the time to quit sucking by it. Lord knows, you've got the time. It's your passport to the assport. The TMOS bonus show. Cure your burst of thirst. Sounds dirty. Cure your burst of thirst as we give birth to mirth on earth. And the best clam strips you've ever tasted, I guarantee. Yeah, there we go.
News.
Moving papers around and hitting things. I'm not coordinated. All right, here's the news for you. This morning, I like this story because I think of the ideal couple that we all think these two are. And apparently not, all is not wonderful. This morning, Jada Pinkett Smith released a special episode of her show, Red Table Talk. Gets a lot of hits. Mm-hmm. Very popular online. Focused on how to help your relationship survive the coronavirus. And in the conversation, she was surprisingly candid about the current state of her marriage with Will Smith and how she feels like she doesn't know him at all right now. Mm. Now, that's the if you're holed up with somebody and you can't escape them, and I'm sure she's not alone, she says this. This is her quote. I have to be honest. I think one of the things that I realized is that I don't know Will at all. That's a bad. When a woman says that, that is just not good.
Yeah.
Jada says that quarantine has forced her to dissolve all the stories and all of the ideas of Will that I've built and start working on a new relationship without any preconceptions. That set the table for me.
And meanwhile, yesterday, Will Smith does a reunion on Zoom with every member of the Fresh Prince. So he's off on Planet Will. He's focusing on himself.
I just can't get enough of Alfonso Ribeiro.
Oh, he's great.
If I never saw Alfonso Ribeiro on television ever again.
Is it Rivera
in my life,
or Ribeiro? I might have
Ribeiro.
It wrong.
Ribeiro.
I think it's Rivers, isn't it?
Jada also invited her and Will's marriage counselor of many years, Michaela Boehm. I'm starting to feel sorry for Will.
You know, if you have a counselor for many years, maybe that's telling you something. Huh?
On the show to give some wisdom on this, Boehm explained that quarantine can bring out a fight, flight, or freeze response in couples. That sounds so marriage counsel-y. F you. Anyway,
well, I know
so
you're a big fan of the trade, Mike.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, honey, you worried? Here's a divorce attorney's number. Thank you. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Way to go, Myra. That was her name, too. There you go.
I had an Aunt Myra. She was nuts.
COVID-19 has Amazon.com prioritizing essential items. However, Jeff Bezos is building a non-essential item in Texas. According to Popular Mechanics, Bezos is paying engineers and contractors to build a massive multi-room clock inside a mountain in West Texas.
What?
What?
The clock will tell time for the next 10,000 years.
That's what a clock should do.
Although there's no way to guarantee that, of course, since none of us will be around then. And there's a chance that planet Earth won't exist at that point. The clock is designed to tick just once a year and chime once per millennium. It'll be 500 feet tall and, quote, all mechanical, powered by day-night thermal cycles, and synchronized at solar noon. So far, the clock has cost $42 million to build. Bezos explained the clock as a way to remind people that the far future not only exists, but will happen to their descendants.
Yeah.
That's great.
Look, okay, you can look at it two ways. One, this guy clearly has money to burn, and he's gone to the wacky bus.
Sure.
You're like, oh, I'm just going to do this. Oh, that's a great idea. Probably preconceived on acid, that's all alleged. The other is he's stimulating the economy by giving people jobs during this time.
Yeah, how about slicing a little piece off for those podcasts that you boned 3 years ago?
He did burn us.
The sad thing is he ordered the hands for the clock he bought on Amazon, and he can't get them till May 15th.
So true.
All right, I'm sorry, I can't agree with this one. Tommy Lee is fed up with so-called fans who ask for his autograph only to turn around and sell it. He even tries to personalize things so they're harder to resell, but he just posted a picture on Instagram of a drumhead that he signed, and the guy rubbed out his own name so he could sell it.
Yeah.
Hey, Tommy.
Is anybody believing this? I first don't believe anyone is asking for his autograph, and I really don't believe anyone's buying his autograph.
Well, in the caption on the post, Tommy says, quote, just wanted to do a public post saying that I'm done doing fan mail. I'm done taking my precious time to have people eBay my signature. There are literally hundreds of hours wasted. Oh, bite me, Tommy, please.
I'm glad he doesn't take himself too seriously or overinflate his importance.
Those of you that got a signature, I hope you enjoy it and appreciate it. And those of you that are selling can go F yourselves. Tommy's having a tough time with the COVID, I think, probably. Mm. You know, that's,
meanwhile, Vince Neil will mow your yard for $25.
Yeah. I mean, just be, there's people making money on your signature. You should be happy that you're that popular.
Yeah, get on Cameo. Right. Do some of those.
Yeah, exactly.
Dirty Cameo.
All right, Rob Spiewak, this one is for you. This
excellent.
Is a big
Thank you.
Story.
Before
Thank
we
you.
Do that, Mike, do you mind just focusing your camera for 2 seconds? Just
what happened?
I don't know.
I'm glad everyone was seeing that. I thought I was having a stroke.
Yes. No, you're good. You're back. You're back, baby. Wow. You're back.
Totally healthy. Go. God bless.
Walking is really in its heyday right now because everyone wants to get out of the house. But if you actually want to spend 99% of your time on the sofa, this might be exciting news. Mm-hmm. A new study just came out in the Journal of Medicine and Science and Sports and Exercise. And is that really the name of the journal? Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise. Okay. It found that you might be able to counteract all the sitting you do by working out 4 seconds at a time.
Ooh. Hey,
micro. 4 seconds. Researchers, I sound like Trump, wanted to know if super short bursts of intense exercise did any good. So they made people sit for 6 hours straight, then put them on a stationary bike. They made them pedal as hard as they could for 4 seconds, followed by a 45-second break. And they repeated that process 5 times. Well, that's more than 4 seconds.
Yeah.
But 4 seconds at a time. This is a bad journal.
It's interval training. Interval.
In a very small way. Each person did it once an hour for 8 hours throughout the day. 8 hours, which might not sound like a lot, but in all, that's only 2 minutes and 40 seconds of actual exercise a day, and it made a significant difference in their health within 24 hours. When doctors tested their blood the next day, their triglycerides were 30% lower than the day before, and their metabolism had jumped. So, they were burning more calories even when they were doing nothing. Ooh. Nothing!
I got to get me on stationary bikes.
The study used bikes, but you know, Oscar's got the Peloton. Yeah. This might speak to what you do. You just go balls to the wall for 5 seconds and do it five times in a row. The study used bikes, but any short of activity with high intensity could work. Great job reading the story, Mike. Hold on just a second. Okay? Why don't you slow down? Shut up, Rob. We're just trying to tighten up the show and get it moving on. Yeah, but you're reading like an idiot. You sound like Trump. I'm just trying to shut up. Read it properly. Take a breath and read the copy like it's meant to be read, and then you won't sound like an idiot. Rushing doesn't work. All right, Mike. Thank you. And tell your son maybe he might want to keep his voice down, too. Hey, don't go there. All right. When doctors tested their blood the next day, their triglycerides were 30% lower than the day before. The study used bikes, but you can do jumping jacks as well. And apparently it's supposed to make a big difference.
Four seconds of jumping jacks?
Yes, 4 seconds okay. of jumping jacks.
Done. Yeah. Consider it done.
Yeah. Maybe something we could try tomorrow. And now a little something something. A serial arsonist in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin was charged this week after using underwear to set people's homes on fire.
Oh, no.
Police say 43-year-old Michael Miller, who likes his fruit fritters, admitted to starting. You know what my problem is? I am asked, because of our lighting issues with this piece of camera I use, to do the show in the dark, and I cannot see. All right? So that's my problem. Police say 43-year-old Michael Miller admitted to starting a dozen fires over the last 18 months, including at least 5 in March. He told the cops he liked to steal underwear from laundromats and use it to start the fires. Apparently, he also used bras. And he mentioned that he was wearing women's underwear when police interviewed him.
That's nice.
Not much more info was given because the interview was very brief. And the reporters are all now jockeying for the story to get more info. Apparently, a barking dog alerted people to the crook in their neighborhood.
A barking dog? What kind of dog?
A boxer.
Ah!
Almost didn't remember, did you, Ralph?
No.
Almost forgot.
No, not at all.
All right, just checking. All right. We have to take a break, and we will come back with the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. I have a sad job.
Alexa,
thank you.
Who are the interns on the Mike O'Mara Show?
I don't understand what you mean by interns.
You know, the people behind the scenes.
I don't know what you mean.
Come on, the ones who write all the promos, the people who do all the real work.
Did you mean to search for Matt Pony Boy Bloom?
What? No, he's not an intern.
Now searching for Pony Boy Bloom on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Alexa, cancel. Search people who work hard on TMOS.
Now searching for Maddie Masiello.
No!
Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you today and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
How is Madeline Masiello doing? The ghost woman, the woman I have, I've seen a few texts. Is she okay? Like, is everything all right?
We're being cautious. So she works from home.
All right.
She is doing all of our social media and our videos and our uploading from home. She literally
She's
happy. This is what's great. We were actually talking about this off air. Maddie is so responsible. When she comes in to pick up her packages that she mails, and I say, hello, like I'm in my office, she knows not to even walk in because of the distance side. She's just like, I'm just here to
good
pick up the
her.
Packages. And then she scurries away.
You know, of all the guys on the show that Rob's talking about wearing gloves and going out there and doing this, I think I might probably be the most irresponsible one of the group, you know? But I think it's going to be okay.
No, I disagree.
Oh, no.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Coronavirus update.
Yes.
Disney has announced that it will reopen Disney World as early as June. When did I miss that?
They released it yesterday.
Oh, yeah, because Florida.
Yeah.
What? Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, God. I almost have to stop. I'll go on. The park will practice social distancing, which means most lines will start in Disneyland in California.
Right, Anaheim.
Shopping malls are also preparing to reopen despite the fact that the Auntie Annie is in the at-risk group for COVID-19.
She's old.
It's hilarious.
Water fountains will be closed. There will be strict bathroom restrictions. Sorry, Mike. And all cologne samples will now be shot at you from 6 feet away. And while in self-isolation, Britney Spears announced that she accidentally burned down her home gym thanks to 2 unattended candles. Luckily, Britney was uninjured because she was at a Mensa meeting. Good news. Brit can replace her workout equipment at the TMOS shopping center. She can grab her stuff from Target and Walmart safely from home. So can you. Hit up MikeO'MaraShow.com. Get all the stuff. You know, Target and Walmart. It's right there on our banner. The TMOS shopping center. Shop from home and help us out. Oops, I did it again. This habit of helping. Let's open up the audio vault with Rob Swiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Horrifying about the amusement parks, but even more horrifying that Britney Spears burned down a building. That's what she did. So that's
candles.
What happens.
Yeah, candles. I worry about candles in my own home. My wife is a candle
freak. I see them all the time. I'm like, why would you ever? Like,
Especially on a birthday cake. Just so many of them. Anyway, Mike, not just fires at Britney Spears. Do you know that garbage trucks are catching fire?
Oh, no.
Because people are cleaning out their garages and throwing away chemicals like paint thinner and also batteries that they don't use anymore, discarded tanks of propane. Garbage trucks are blazing like never before.
I mean, the trucks can explode. It could be chemicals from cleaning out the garage to batteries. Hot coals are a big one during the summer. You know, they're definitely more common than you would think. When I looked up in my hopper camera, I noticed the flames in the back of the truck. By the time I got out to grab my fire extinguisher, the fire engine was already pulling in the parking lot. We have hydraulic lines back there to where if those lines were to melt and that hydraulic fluid catches fire, the truck will, it'll go up within seconds.
So watch out for the hydraulics, Mike.
Hey, watch out for the hydraulics. Maggots, we have so many maggots. We have maggots on the line.
So television is definitely suffering because of all the COVID stuff. I saw a promo that I think CBS this Sunday night is showing Raiders of the Lost Ark on prime time, which I imagine they'll probably score a good number. But I mean, who doesn't have it on video or streaming already without commercials?
This season's Bachelor has been canceled.
But not really, Oscar.
Not really.
No, because I have...
No.
I pulled this just for you, Oscar. Thank you for leading me into it. Instead of a new season of The Bachelor, they are preparing 10 episodes that are best of Bachelor episodes that are 3 hours long each. Every Monday night for 10 weeks, you're going to get 3 hours of this.
Hi, I'm Chris Harrison. And no, I'm not The Bachelor.
Ladies, we've ended up facing something we've never run into before.
I forgot her name. I wasn't the girl I wanted to give it to.
Our Bachelor Jason has changed his mind.
You entered into an inappropriate relationship with one of our staffers.
Do you think Jake...
Okay, that was 14 seconds, and I'm already bored senseless.
All right. Going to take a chance here. It's a quick throwaway, but I watched it. It's all over cable. You're going to probably see it 1,000 times. It held my interest. It's not my genre. It's action adventure, but I was all in, and I thought it worked for me. By the way, this only got 36% on Rotten Tomatoes. The movie is called Anna. It's a Russian spy action adventure, superwoman.
I have not
seen
it yet.
She's turbo hot. She's a supermodel, and she kicks ass.
Okay.
And I was completely entertained by it. There you go.
I'll check it out.
Very good. I hope you enjoy it.
Mike, I know that one of your favorite things are lazy department store Santa Clauses that don't try for the voice.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Hi, how are you? Hey, what's your name? It's like,
ho,
what the hell?
Ho, ho.
No, it's more, ho, ho, ho. Hi, little boy. What were you like? No, if you're going to do the Santa voice, you have to do an impression of the Rudolph Santa.
Exactly.
Oh, hello, little boy. That's not, it's minimal effort when you do that. Hey, what are you? Hey, how are you? I'm an alcoholic that happens to have a white beard. Yeah, thank you very much.
Minimal effort. Dateline Annapolis. I'm guessing this guy is a department store Santa because he's got the look and the real white beard and everything, but he is now calling kids during the COVID crisis to cheer them up, and he's saying that it's Santa Claus from his summer home in Annapolis. So this is the Santa Claus calling the kids.
Katie, Devin, how you guys doing?
I get calls from California, MA, Nebraska, Florida. I started this because I know they're missing school, missing their friends, and I just thought I'd just reach out to them and see what they're doing.
Hi, I'm Santa. I'm Evelyn.
So and then scary. Santa's going to go back to his other job of co-starring in the movie Blue Chips because it's Nick Nolte.
I'm a teacher. I don't understand right now.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll do
that
at Christmas time. Ho, ho, ho. Hello, little Johnny. How are you? I'm here, you know. By the way, that is also the Santa's voice that is in Frosty the Snowman.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
they're
of course.
They both have That's All You Have to Do. That's why I was, 20, 30 years. It's Mike, we need a Santa promo. Oh, okay.
Dateline 1989. Yes. My friend John, his father had the most amazing deep voice. He sang bass in a barbershop quartet. So, I mean, he had that really deep voice. And he would do Santa calls for the kids in their church. And I showed up at John's house, and he is just finishing up the Santa calls. And I said, call my mom, because she loves Santa Claus. And this is the day before caller ID or anything. So he calls my mom, and he said, hello, little girl. This is Santa. What are you wearing? And I'm like, oh, no, no. Dr. Proctor, don't do that.
By the way, when you make Santa Claus and you're working for the people in your church, that call goes something like this. Hello, I don't exist. It's Jesus's birthday. Thank you. No presents for you this year other than celebrating the birth of our Savior Jesus. Jesus Christ.
And Mike, we end on a tragedy. It turns out, because no one's going to bars and restaurants, a boutique beer, good beer, is having to be thrown away. Keg beer is having to be disposed of because no one's buying it. It's a tragedy.
Bars and breweries tapping out, like Minnesota's Bauhaus Brew Labs, forced to dump 900 gallons of perfectly fine brewski down the drain as demand for draft beer dries up.
They had to dump 900 gallons of craft beer down the drain. Although it's not bad news for everyone. I mean, down in the sewers, the hipster rats are having the time of their lives.
There you go. Hipster rats. That's your magic audio ball. Have a good Thursday, everybody. Be safe out there.
I didn't know Tommy McFly was working for Trevor Noah now. I didn't know that. Dang.
Yeah. Nice. 700 gallons of boob. Brewski.
Anyway.
Hey, Tommy, can you make a call at Santa Claus?
Hey. Hey, it's Santa, kids.
Tommy McFly. I don't want to kick the dude when he's down. He probably has a job already, doesn't he? I mean, he always does, doesn't he?
Not aware. Not aware.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Tommy.
He got a job.
It's my rule. It's my rule. I don't pick on him anymore when they are out of a gig. Hey, we want to remind you that tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern time, we got the TMOS cocktail party. It's great because by Thursday, we need that long a break from each other before we come back, and then we have booze. Makes our jobs a little bit easier. So hopefully all the wives will be joining us, and we will see you, and you can call us at 888-920-MORE. We would love to hear from you at 7 p.m. Eastern for the TMOS cocktail party. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Should I tell people that I am a good at sex?
Just trying to have a little fun, folks, that's
fat,
all.
Drunk and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
We feel sorry for people who don't drink because when you get up in the morning, that's as good as you're going to feel for the rest of the day.